Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. We're on Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis by the two dots. We said, No tell Adam Kurnus. A person is allowed to take a hammer to use it to open nuts. You can bang the nuts with a hammer. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kurnus. Listen to this. Listen to what Yehuda says. Kurnus shel gozim. You could use a nut opener. Liftoa boas ha'gozim. To open the nuts. You can't use a blacksmith hammer to open nuts. In other words, he doesn't hold from the concept of a klisha malachto l'isser. That l'tzaruch gufa ul'tzaruch m'kom what's mutter. Because you cannot use a blacksmith hammer to open nuts. That's no way. You want to use a nutcracker, you can use a nutcracker 100%. Right? Kasavar, davar shemalachto l'isser, something that the klisha malachto l'isser, afilo l'tzorech gufo aser. Even l'tzorech gufo, it's still aser. I'm using a hammer to bang. What's the difference if I'm banging a nut or banging something that I can't do on Shabbos? What's the difference? Amalei Rava. Rava said, wait a minute. Elamayata. One second. Seifa diktani. The Seifa of the Mishnah said, the Es Hareches. What's a Reches? Some kind of winnowing tool? What? The Es Hamalages and some kind of fork? Lases Alav Lekatan. Right? The Mishnah said those words. The Mishnah said that you prepare them for a katan. Right? Reses Umaadzik Mim Yachidi Lekatan? You give a pitchfork to a katan? It's not a costume for Purim. What are you giving a pitchfork for? Obviously, that's not normal. Obviously, the Mishnah itself says it's such a heter like that. The Mishnah itself gives you that heter. Right? So look at Tosfos. Look at the last Tos on the page. Now, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know the Sefer? Rabbi Yehuda is an Amora. Right? Rabbi Yehuda yada leila Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda knew the Sefer. He knew that. Only reading 3 lines here. Ella, Dilma, Havimukila, Bishiyicha dolakach. Maybe he would argue, yeah, that's how you designated it before Shabbos. Generally, there's no such thing as a klisha malachto l'isser. Unless you designate it. But Stami is sitting around, and all of a sudden he writes, listen, I have a surprise tonight, guys. I bought nuts. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I just forgot a nut opener. All right, I'll get the blacksmith hammer. According to Yehuda, you cannot get the blacksmith hammer. If the wife said, I'm going to surprise my family with nuts, and I prepare the blacksmith hammer, then yeah. Otherwise, no. Right? We're going to give that answer for other things in the Mishnah, says Tosfos. Others argue. The Ramban says that you see from here, the Rabbi Yehuda took it back. The Rabbi Yehuda conceded, I can't, my sheet can't be right. The Mitzvah Mishnah against me. The Mishnah said you designate it for the cotton. Well, not you designate it for the cotton, you use it for the cotton. How can you use it for a cotton? It's not normal. It's not normal use. You don't use winnowing, you don't give a winnowing tool to a kid. All right, you ran out of silverware. If nothing else, okay, you'll use that. Klisha Malachta Lisser. Right? Okay. So Rav had a different shot. Elamar Rav, no. Kurnus Shom Lefachim Liftoa Boa Gozim Kesavar. No, you can use a hammer. You can use a blacksmith hammer to open nuts. Why? Because Kesavar, Davar Shom Malachta Lisser, Lutzarach Gufo Mutter. Lutzarach Gufo is Mutter. No problem. That's how we hold. Such a thing. There's such a heter like that. What's the reason? I mean, that's like already not a daf shir. What's the reason for this heter? And why does this heter only apply to kalim and not to other things like money or a rock or a pet? Those things are muktzah no matter what. There's no heter like that. So why is there such a thing? That's a good question.
Because there are different types of muktzah.
I understand different types of muktzah. So the truth is, at the end of the daf, we're going to see a little bit why. The history of Muksa, and maybe that'll give a little bit of an insight. Anyway, Eitzvi Abaya L'Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following question. Meducha, a pestle, right? Meducha basically is a container, and they would crush the spices inside, right? A mortar and pestle. So meducha is the pestle, which is basically the cup. Im yesh bashum, if there's garlic in there, right? Metaltalinosa, then you're allowed to move the meducha. Says Rashi, 2 impossible words. You're allowed to move it. 3rd line in Rashi. agav hashum. You can move it agav hashum. What does that mean?
Because of the
shum.
Why is that impossible?
Huh?
What's that impossible? That's what we're allowed to move.
The problem is, if we're talking about a klisha malachto iser, normally grinding is also. So now I need this cup.
Now I'm using it as a bowl.
Why does it have shum in there?
Why do you need the
shum? Yeah.
Because without the shum,
what do you mean? It's a klisha malachto iser. I need it for something else. What is? I have a hammer. I don't have any nutcracker. Get the hammer. Agav ha blacksmith. Agav ha.
No, because now it's a boss.
So that's a bosses.
Yeah. Bosses lebo davashim.
So that's not klisha malachto iser. That's a different thing.
Not anymore.
No, it's not anymore. You just changed it.
So that rule, that issue, that you can put something on something to remove the status, is only by a mace. Right. Only by a mace. No, that's the problem with Rashi. Only by a mace. When you have a klisha malachto, I have a pen. And I need this pen. I need this pen to pry open something on Shabbos. My tefillin bag got stuck. I need my talis bag. I need the only thing I can use is a pen. You don't say, well, I can move it. Agav. What do you mean, agav? Agav what? I need the pen. I need the hammer. I need the meducha. What do you mean, agav? Doesn't make any sense. Very difficult, Rashi.
No, the word itself is a bowl.
Right. So I.
A bowl's gonna be used for good, sir. A bowl's gonna be used for heter.
So what do you mean? Agav hashum. I need it because I want to give my kid Cheerios.
By itself, without anything inside.
Right.
Okay. It's no good.
What do you mean? It's no good.
Why? It's a mortar.
Why?
Why?
The hammer works.
A hammer's also by itself. It's a hammer. So by itself is usher. Right?
Yeah.
Now I need it to open nuts.
Right.
I need. I have to give you a heter. Agav some. No.
No.
I need a hammer to open the nuts. Take the hammer and bring it over here. What? What's the difference? So I'm supposed to know. What do you think? What do you think?
The shum makes a difference.
Why?
Because it's inside. It's attached to it.
So therefore what?
I don't know.
It doesn't... The meducha is a kli that's generally used for Issa. I understand.
It's
I need it for Cheerios. So what do you mean agaf hashum? You see the problem?
Because it's the same thing as a frying pan. If you now use to transport cook food,
right,
you're allowed to. If not, it's muktzah.
Correct. So I have a frying pan, and it's the only thing I have. Normally, frying pan, all pots, by the way, are muktzah.
Pots.
All pots. But I have a heter use for it. Yeah. So what do you mean? I'm allowed to move it. Why? I'm allowed to move it because klisha malachto iser can be moved. What do you mean? Agav what? What's agav? I'm moving it agav what? Agav the frying, agav the fried eggs? It doesn't make any sense. There is such a concept. There is such a concept. Well, agav, I can move the mace. Agav the baby. Agav the cookie. It's only by a mace. It's only by a mace. Yeah, such a thing like that. What's Rashi talking about? Right? He says two little words. Like, stop and think. What's he talking about?
The mace can't be used for anything else.
What?
The mace can't be used for anything else.
So there are two answers to this question. The Rosh says that I'm not sure what the Rosh is saying over here. The Ran gives a similar answer to Yumati. He says that the heter for moving the meducha is only where there was got shum inside, and therefore doesn't really also make sense. The meducha becomes bottle to the shum. That's not the property. Self klisha malachto iser. What? I don't know. Very difficult. I don't know. Anyway, you can use it 100%. Vim lav, and if not, it's not what. If there's no shum in there. Ain metal telenosa, right? Right. Go back to Rashi, kigon liyeshe voleha to sit on it. Let's see, you want to sit on it. Kivon sheikr malachto l'shechika. The main purpose of this is to grind. Dehi meleches iser mishum tochein, right? Right. Now the Brisa here didn't distinguish, which is mashma. Even if you want to use it for itself, like you want to use it to sit on or to something else. It can't be moved. How could you, Matir, you Rabba, Matir, a Klisha Malachta Lether? There's a Beferish of Bryce here, there's no such Heter. So.
I don't understand the difficulty with Rashi. The Gemara sits up with Beferish that it has.
The only problem.
You can move it, if it doesn't, it does. How can it not be Agav Hashem?
Because that's not the reason you're allowed to move it. The reason you're allowed to move it is because it's an usher kli that I need for a mutter purpose. Everyone agrees that meduchas are usher on Shabbos because the main use is grinding. You're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. But I found another use for it.
No, so, but isn't the whole point of this Ishmael to bring a question saying that it's not allowed to move it unless there's garlic?
What? You're not allowed to move it even if there's garlic. What are you moving it for?
No, if there is garlic in it, you're allowed to move it. If not, what? Not. Therefore, agav shum.
The question is that you're moving it for a different purpose. You're not moving it for the garlic. You don't want to use it for garlic. You want to use it to sit on, or you want to use it to put Cheerios in.
Then you can't move it.
What? So if there's garlic, what?
Just
no, I didn't. No. Look at the second Rashi. Look at the second Rashi. V'yam lav, ain metal t'lanosa. What did Rashi say? Kigon leishev oleha. You want to sit on it. He doesn't say you want to use it for garlic.
No, that's the second case.
Right.
If you want to use it for a different reason, not the garlic.
Right.
Then you can't move it.
So why does it have to be garlic in there?
Because that shows that it's being used for something mutter.
But that's not the case. We want to use it for.
That's the question.
I hear you. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Then I take it back. The Gemara is okay. Fine. Fine. Ignore what I said. I'm sorry. So we're left with a question. The question is: this brisa seems to say there's no such thing as a klisha malach leheter. A klisha malach leheter. No such thing. This brisa seems to say, "Amalei hamani Reb Nechemihi." No. This is a very, very strict sheet of Reb Nechemihi. Reb Nechemihi is a very, very strict person of Muksa. If you held like him, your Shabbos would be totally different. Why? The Amar ain kli nitol el tzarach tashmish. He doesn't hold from kli shemach kalizah. A kli can only be moved for its own purpose, which means you'd never be able to move a hammer, no matter what you need it for.
You're not in
paperweight. No, forget that. For sure not. Even things that we would all agree, he holds also not. Everyone agrees you can use a hammer to open nuts if it's the only thing you have. He says no, you can't do that. So of course, for him, he's never going to move this meducha. Eisvei, another question. Beishamei Omrim, we'll read the parentheses. There's no reason not to read it. Ein notlin al es ha'oli. The oli is the pestle, right? Is that stick, right? Ein notlin es ha'oli. You're not allowed to use the oli lekatzev olav basar to cut meat. Ubeishilu matirin. Beishilu says he can. Okay, so that's a separate issue. We're not even going to discuss. Beishavin, but the kutzav olav basar. That if you already cut the meat, sha'asa l'taltel, that you can't move the pestle anymore. Why can't you move the pestle anymore? Right? Because the only reason that the Beis Hillel allowed you to move it was because of Simchas Yontif. How am I going to cut the meat otherwise? I don't have a knife. The only thing I have is this pestle. All right, so Beis Hillel says no problem. Now you're finished. What's the hatter to move it now? You don't have to move it now. What do you see? Well, I need the space. And you can't. So what do you see? Again, there's no such, or it's very limited, klisha malach tol le'isser. So Savil Shnur Lake from Nechemya. Before. That's what Nechemya talked about, right? But given the Shmuel el Hadamar of Chidr Bar Shlimi and Mishmei de Rav, that once he heard what this person said in the name of Rav, that I call Modim, everybody agrees, that Pesichi, Sichi are the sideboards of a loom. Or Mizori, the Mizori is the piece that goes through the sideboards, which the string is attached to. Zairi is a different part of the loom. Umazuri is another part of the loom. The kivan dekapid alaihu. Since you're makbid, miyached lehu makom. You set it aside. Hachanami, miyached lehu makom. So too here, you set it aside. In other words, I don't want anyone touching this. What's that called? That's called a kli, a muksa machmas chesaron kis. I don't want anyone messing around my loom. Correct. I don't have anything. I don't want anyone messing around my loom. I don't want anyone breaking my loom. It's very expensive. I don't want anyone messing around with this pestle. It's expensive. It's klisha malachto. It's a muktzah machmas chesar and kiss. It's expensive. I don't want anyone playing around with that. If that's the case, then there's no head to move it. Now, What? Okay, so you cannot have, it's a machlokes. Can you have muksa machmas chesar and kiss on something that's mutter to use on Shabbos? Could there be such a thing? What could be an example of that? A very expensive becher. Right? Daniela, you're allowed to use a cup on Shabbos. You can call it a becher, it's still a cup. Right? So it's a cup. So can I use a very expensive, or say no? We only use that when my boss comes. Otherwise, I don't take that out. So right. So can you use? It's a muksa. It's a klisha malachto laheter. Right. It has no iser purpose to it. Is that still also muksa machas? We always think of muksa machas as a kiss. It builds on. First of all, it's a klisha malachto iser. That's first of all. Not only that, you can't use it to open nuts. You're gonna take a $500 cell phone and use it to crack open nuts. You've got to be out of your mind to do that. Right? That we all agree on. Or even things not so expensive. The knife of a meal, or the knife of a shochet. You're not going to use these things to cut open cake. That's crazy. The very... What? Right. They're very expensive. So then we say, oh, it's muksa machas chesar and kiss. What about a klisha machta leheter? Like a very expensive becher. Or a very expensive challah knife, you only use it for the guests, you only use it for when, you know, the mechutin comes over, things like that. What's the story with that? Is that also muksamach chesaron kiss? That's a machlokas. Machlokas achronim. Some say that you can't have a muksamach chesaron kiss if it's a heter kli.
Yeah.
Why not? So the backer, you think you don't buy that? You don't buy that?
That makes no sense to me.
Oh, it has to be first usher. Right. Right, so the who says that? The Tehil David says, even if it's an expensive becher, and everyone knows, we never touch that. Right? It's only for when Mashiach comes, right? We don't touch that becher. Then it would take a bimut machmas chesar and kiss. It's a machlokas. Who says no? Who argues on him? Tells for Shabbat argues. But the Mermosh has an important point over here. So what does it say over here? It says, you're miyachid the makom. What if you're not miyachid the makom? Can it be a muksamas chesar? I didn't put it in a special place. I left it lying on the counter. I forgot. It's always there. But everyone knows it's expensive. You have such a thing like that. You could have such a thing. So is that a muksa? Could that be muksa masachazar kiss still? Rav Moshe says yes. The miyachid lo makom. That's not a requirement of the halacha. It has to be put aside in the safe. It doesn't have to be. It could be. It's nice. It doesn't have to be. And therefore, it's muksa masachazar kiss even if you didn't miyachid the makom. This is just a simon of what would normally that's what people do. So the more expensive something is, the more you put it away. If you didn't, it doesn't mean it's not a muksa masachas chesaron kiss. Okay. What? Make sense?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Okay. Next. Up Itmar. B'mchia bar Abba Abba B'yochanan. Kurdos shel zahavim shaninu. This was talking about, we were talking about in the Mishnah, a hammer of the goldsmith. Why? So Rashi says, Im af al pisha kapit alayu k'tas. Even though you need a smooth hammer to bang on the gold. So the truth is, Rashi says, when it comes to a goldsmith, all right, so if you once a few bangs, you've already got the hammer back in shape, and therefore you want to use it to crack open, it's not such a big deal. Right? And certainly every other hammer. Back into the Gemara. No, we were talking about a kindness of besamim. Manda amar besamim, kol shkein dezahavim. If you allow besamim, you truly allow a hammer used for gold. Manda amar shal zahavim, the one who says you can use a goldsmith's hammer, aval de besamim, but for besamim, maybe kapit alai would be different. Why would it be different? Because for some reason it's more delicate, the spices. It's more delicate, and you're never going to use that for something else. Not the fact that gold costs more than spices. That's not the issue. The issue is, what is the hammer? How ruined does the hammer get when you use it for some other purpose? So when you use hammers for spices in the kitchen, again, right? Everyone, the cooks can tell you, the slightest difference in taste, slightest addition, some impurity is going to ruin it. By the gold, it's not true. Okay. V'yas ha-kush, v'yas ha-karkar. The kush and the karkar. What are these? Spindle, yeah, weaver's tools. Tana Rabbanan, paga, an unripe grape, an unripe fig, she tamana betevin, and for some reason, we're not talking about, it's buried in the straw. It's not attached to the ground. So there isn't a problem here of tolish. It's just, it's in the straw. Or the charara, or a cookie, shetamana bigacholim. It's buried in the coal. Got buried up in the coals. So there's no issue. So in Megula, the only issue here is muksa. Not fire, it's all out, but it's muksa. So in Megula, miksasa, if it's exposed, and you can pull the cookie out of the coals, what's going to happen when you pull the cookie out of the coals? You're going to cause the coals to move. When you pull the fig out of the pile, you're going to cause the straw to move.
Why straw muksa?
Because what purpose does it have? What? So we're talking about straw that's not like that. Right? So we're assuming it's muksa. So if it's exposed and you can just pull it out, mutar l'taltala. V'yam lav, asar l'taltala. If you have to go rummaging through it with your hands, that's asar. Says Rashi, in Megula Miktasa, shiyachal la'och. You can grab it in the exposed part. Dafilu tiltul min hatzad leka. This is not even called tiltul min hatzad. It's a huge topic, right? Whether you can move something with not your hands. Here, I'm moving the coals, not with my hands. I'm moving them roundabout. I'm going to move the cookie, and it's going to cause the coal. So is that a problem of muksa? Says the Gemara, no. She'ein tzarech lagbiah tevin. You don't need to pick up the tevin. Ela magbiah makom hamagula. You pick up the exposed part of the cookie. Vatevin nishma v'nofel. The tevin falls by itself. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Omer. Tochvin bekush o bekarkar. You can pierce it? Is that what it means? Right? You can spear it with these spears. V'hein min ha'aros me'elehen. Right? And then what's going to happen? It's going to come out by itself. Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Halacha Kerbal Elazar ben Tadoi. We hold like that. Lememor, do you mean to say the suffer of Nachman tiltul min hatzad lo shmei tiltul? There's no problem of tiltul min hatzad. It's not a problem of indirect moving. Amar of Nachman, hi pugla. There's a pugla. A pugla is a radish. Mil milo mulmata shari. If again, it's not a problem of tolish. If it's in the ground still and lemaila mulmata. And the skinny part is on top, right? No, the fat part is on top. If the fat part is on top, you put it in upside down, right? It looks like a what do you call it? It's skinny at the bottom and it gets wider. It's skinny at the top, it gets wider at the bottom. So if it's upside down, the fat part is on top. What do you gain by that? When I pull it out, I'm not making any earth move at all. If that's true, then mutar l'taltala. Mumaila usher. And if it's the other way around, then it's usher. Why is it usher? Because when I pull it out from the skinny part and the fat part comes out, I'm going to cause the earth to move. So what do you see? That there's no such heter of tiltul min hatzad, right? Rashi says, Im haya elyon shala lamaila vakatzar lamata kishahu shulfa chulta me elyon shala l'tachton shala. This is just what I said. If the fat part is on top, it's mutter. The leka tilta la'afar klal. It's not going to move the earth at all. Sharei nizgala rosho. The head is a reveal. It's not going to... Anyway, hadar be'Rav Nachman me'ahi. Rav Nachman took it back. Right? Rav Nachman took this vart back and said, no, this is wrong. I agree with him. With who? With Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. I agree with that. The tiltul min hatzad is mutter. So in this case, it makes no difference how the radish is in the ground. As long as it's exposed, I can pull it out, and it makes no difference what's going to happen to the earth. It makes no difference. Okay. Next. Machat shel yad, little bow, you use a needle to take out the thorns. Shalach le'rava, b'rei d'rava, l'rav Yosef. Yilam deinu rabbeinu, machat shidl charare agabi uksa mahu. What about a needle, right? Machat shenitel charara o uksa. Now, the needle has its eye is removed. Okay? What's the uksa? The needle part of the needle? The eye or the needle? The eye or the point is removed. Meaning, it's a broken cleat. So, amalei tinisua. Machat sheyad litel bo etzakot. V'chima ibchat leil lakot. Bein nekuva, bein shein nekuva. Does the thorn care if the eye is there or not? What does the thorn care? In other words, what's the difference? What's the difference? As long as you can get out the splinter, who cares, right? Eisvei. Wait a minute. Is that true? Machat shiditel chararo ruksa tahora. We have a braisa that says that if you remove the eye or the point of a needle, the tumah goes away. Why does the tumah go away? Because it's broken. It's not a kli. Only kelim can be tumah. Broken things can't be tumah. Amar Abaya. Tumah a Shabbos karamis? Comparing tumah to Shabbos? That's like comparing an apple to an orange. They have not the same principles. Tumah kli maisa. Tumah kli maisa be'inon. You have to be, have the kli maisa. It has to be a kli. Linyan Shabbos midi dechazi be'inon. All we care about is, does it have a use? V'hanami chazi l'mishkol be'kot. It does have the use. You can take out the thorn. So there's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Amar Rava, man dekamosiv shaper kamosiv. The one who asked this question, it's a good question. Right? Is that what it means? Right? Midil inyan tumah lav manahu. Wait a minute. If it's a, if regarding tumah, it's not a kli. Why is it not a kli? Because it's broken. Linyan Shabbos navi lav manu. Then it's not a kli for Shabbos either. Why? Because they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Abaya said they have nothing to do with each other. And Rava says, no, they go hand in hand. Now, Meisvei, let's bring up a kasha from the following story. Machad, machad, they have a needle. Bein nekuva, bein she'ein nekuva. Whether it has an eye or not. Mutal l'taltal l'b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Because it still has a purpose. What's the purpose? I can use it to take out a thorn. It's not muksa. V'lo amru nekuva, el inyan tumah b'vad. And the tumah, the nekuva is only regarding tumah. Regarding tumah, there's a special din. What's the din? It has to be a kli. Right? Who's that like? That's like a bio. Kashan Rava. This Bryce says that we don't compare Tumah to Shabbos. Right? Regarding Shabbos, it's still a Kli. And regarding Tumah, it's not a Kli. Kashan Rava. Tirgum, so that's a good Kasha. So Abaya says, you know what? I don't agree with my colleague Rava, my buddy, but I have an answer for him. So Tirgum Abaya Aliba de Rava. Abaya said, I can get out of this for you. Why can I get out of this for you? We're talking about Begulme Askinon. We're talking about unfinished. It's an unfinished needle. The zimnin, sometimes, the mimlach alayhu, umashvile mana. You'll make it into, really, it's not a kli. It's not a kli at all. But one of the kids, about to make it into a kli, right? That Shabbos came. So, well, I'll finish it after Shabbos. Then one of the kids got a splinter. All right, I'll take it down. I'll, right? Once you see that, starting Shabbos to make it into a kli. However, if it does have a the needle or the point is taken away, what do people do? They throw it in the needle garbage pile. So really, they do go hand in hand. Yeah, once in a blue moon, they don't. Okay. It's like a sort of a new topic. Asuve yinuka. I don't know what exactly this is. Somehow straightening out the limbs of a baby. When a baby's born, they need to straighten the limbs out. So can you do that on Shabbos? Rav Nachman has the usher. Rav Sheish has shari. I'm Rav Nachman. Munah ninala. How do I know that's usher? I'll tell you how I know. Ditnan. Ain't osin akepiz apikituzian b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. What is that? That means to induce yourself to vomit. Rav Sheish says, what kind of rye is that? Since you can't induce yourself to vomit, you can't fix the baby? No. Hasam lav orche. That's not normal. Only sick people induce themselves to vomit. Not healthy people don't do that. Same, only people, crazy bulimic women, they do that. Normal people don't do that. That's not normal. Here, fixing the baby, that's completely normal. You can't compare the two. Amar Sheshes, Munah Ninala, how do I know it's mutter? Ditnan. Machat shal yad, lethal boas hakotz. Right? You're allowed to take a splinter out of a baby, out of anybody. Right? What do you see from here? That's not refuah. The Gemara assumed that's not refuah. What do you see from here? You're allowed to do an action that's not refuah related. Right? Even though it's tikkun haguf, getting the splinter out. Is that refuah? Not refuah. Right? So too, I can fix the baby, even though it's tikkun haguf, and it doesn't have any refuah. Rav Nachman, and what does Rav Nachman say? No. Hasam pekid. By the splinter, it's only on the surface. Right? Therefore, big deal. Ha-ha, but over here, lo pekid, it's not on the surface. You might have to fix the baby, and it's much different. and that I wouldn't allow on Shabbos. Okay, that, what exactly that is, I don't know. You don't. You're a pediatrician.
Dislocated limbs when they're born, I guess.
What do they do? They adjust them into place. I don't know.
It's relocating in the joint.
And they do that. They do that by themselves. A doctor could do that. I don't know. Okay. Next. Kana shel zeisim. Let's say you have a pipe. A kana is a what's a kana?
A cane.
A cane? Shel zeisim. Somehow you store or use it. I don't know what you use it for, but it's something with olives. What?
To turn the olives.
So im yesh kesher barosho, if there's a knot on the top. By the way, it's still this cane. This thing doesn't have a base kibble. It's hollow. But if you put like a knot on the top, it could be a designer knot or some kind of. It's still hollow. Then mekabel tuma. V'yimlav ein mekabel tuma. Beikach ubeikach nito b'shabbos. But no matter what, you're allowed to move that on Shabbos. So the question says, amai, pshutei kli'etu. It doesn't have a base kibble, it's hollow. Pshutei kli'etu ain't a makabel tuma. My time. By the way, why can a pshutei kli'etu not be makabel tuma? The answer is, dumi the sack, be'inon. It has to be like a sack. It has to be able to have, has to have a receptacle. This hollow tube doesn't have a receptacle. So the Gemara says, tana mishmei doz nechemya, b'shashem ha'pech b'zeisim, hovcho v'robo. At the time you're turning it, It could, and there's olive oil in there. It could catch a little of the oil. Has a little, right? If you have a hollow something, especially if it has a knot at the end, which is not a seal, but it has a little bit of a receptacle. A little bit, especially oil, which is thick. A little bit of a receptacle is enough, right?
Yes. What?
Therefore, it's makabel tuma, right? Why is it makabel tuma? Because that has the status of a kli, right? And Ben Kach, it can be moved on Shabbos. Why can it be moved on Shabbos? Right? Why can it be moved on Shabbos? Because it's a Kaylee. So one second. Didn't Rava just got to finish saying that they go hand in hand? What did the Mishnah say? If it has a base kibble, what did the Mishnah just say? If it has a kesher, it's Mekabel Tuma. Why? Oh, because now it's a Kli. The Mishnah said, if this hollow tube has a kesher, then it's makabel tuma. Why? Because then it's a kli. Why? Because it could catch a little bit of the oil. What if it doesn't have that? Then it's hollow, not makabel tuma. No matter what, it's a kli for Shabbos. Didn't Rava just have to finish saying that they go hand in hand?
Yeah, you're right.
The kashon Rava, right? Yeah. Right. So there's two answers to that question. The Sfasemes gives a brilliant answer. He says, of course this is a kli. Of course it's a kli. You ask anyone in the street, is that a kli? Of course it's a kli. It happens to be there's a din that we don't know the reason for this. It's a gzeres hakasev that there's such a thing. If a kli doesn't have a base kibble, it's not makabel tuma. That's a quirk. It doesn't violate Rava's rule. You hear what he's saying? When does Rava say his rule? When it's not a real kli. A broken thing. I found a use for it on Shabbos. Even though it's broken. Says Rava, that's ridiculous. They go hand in hand. Here, there's nothing wrong with this kli. It's a perfectly good hollow tube. Happens to be there's a new din that Caleb have to have base kibbles. Otherwise, they're not going to become tummy. Rava doesn't have a problem with that. That's a quirk in Hilchas Tuma. Is it a kli? Of course it's a kli. But anybody say it's, everyone would agree it's a kli. Happens to be that without a base kibble, it's not a makabel tuma. That's not a kashan Rava. What do you think of that answer? That's a good answer. I thought that was pretty good. I thought it was a good question. Others give, Ran gives a very similar answer. He says the only time Rava said his din was by broken kalim. Broken kalim, then if it, the kalim breaks, then it loses its tumah, it loses its Shabbos status. If it's not broken, they don't have to go hand in hand.
That's a better answer, because that's what Rai basically said.
Right. Only by broken kalim such a din. If it's not a broken kalim, then they don't have the same principles. But this is a din of a base kibble and Shabbos. It goes by use. If they're broken, then Rav would say, you can't have something broken for that and not broken for that. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Okay. Excellent. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kol ha-kalim litalim. All kalim can be moved. Chutz except menamah samer, a saw, ha-gadol, a big one. The yesed shel machareisha. And I don't know what exactly this is. Some kind of big kli used used to a plow?
A coulter.
A coulter. Excellent. The art school knew what it was as well as me. Amar of Nachman. Hai uchlo de kitzari. Something used for the laundromat. Some kli by the laundromat.
Riddle.
The riddle for the laundromat is kiyeset shal machareish adamya. It's just like a kalim for the plow. Amar baya. Charba de ushkapi. A knife that the shoemaker uses. Visakina de ushkapta. And the knife of a butcher. Vichatzina de nagri. And the carpenter's pegs, nails. Kiyeset shal machareish adamya. That's all usher stuff. That when the Mishnah said all kelim kibbutz except for two, it didn't mean two. It meant two and anything like these two, meaning genuine kelim that are used for you know construction and for malachas.
Is it not because of sorry?
Correct, correct. Right. Why? Okay. That's exactly my focus. Why? But pastas, because you're never going to use these for something else. Is that because they're expensive? Or they're just not going to be done. Like what the knife? Rashi says it's a knife that you use in the butcher shop. Tosa says it's a knife a shochet uses. Either way, you don't eat so that the knife becomes a chesaron kitz issue. I don't have to go on to that. You might have to come on to that. It might just not be a chesaron kitz issue. It's just not done. The only chesaron kitz he's saying.
He said
it
might get
nicked.
Otherwise, why wouldn't you use it?
Right. Okay. Fine. Tanu Rabanan. Originally we said like this. Shlosha kale and talam b'shabbos. There are only three kalim. What does it mean for Rishona? When Moshe came down from Har Sinai, there were only three kalim? No. We're going to see in a minute, they asked all kalim. You can't touch any kalim on Shabbos. That was the original rule, except for three. Why did they do that? We're going to see in the Nechemi made a takana. No, you can't touch anything on Shabbos. You can't touch anything on Shabbos. Why? Because they're being mezalzel on Shabbos. You can't touch anything, except for three things. What are the three things? Mekseo shel devela, something to cut the devela. The zuhama listerin shal kadera, and some kind of spoon to take off the grime from the top of the soup, and v'sakin ketana shal gabi hashulchan, and the small knife on the table. Says Tosfos, very important. Second Tosfos, lo chashiv ela kelim de lav b'nei kibul, the pshit that's obvious, the kosos, ka'aros, tzluchios, a plate, a fork, a cup, that was also mutter to touch. We don't mean to say you couldn't have a plate on Shabbos. That's not what we mean to say. Of course you could. Back to the Gemara. Okay, where am I? Okay. Then hitiru. Then they were makel. Then v'chazru v'hitiru. Then they were more makel. Then v'chazru v'hitiru. They were even more makel. Until they said, "Kol ha'kel and tol b'shabbos, anything can be moved." Chutzman matzav gadol v'yisach shemacharisha. Except for this mishnah. So this Mishnah is like, only told you half the story. He left out the whole beginning part, right? My, what does that mean? Hitiru v'chazu, hitiru v'chazu, hitiru. What does that mean? So Macholk is in Bayer over what that means. Amar Abaya, hitiru davar shamalachta leheter l'tzarach gufo. First we said, you're allowed to move something, davar shamalachta leheter l'tzarach gufo. What's a klisha malachta leheter? A cop. Right, things like that. Chazu v'hitiru davar shamalachta leheter l'tzarach makomo. Then we said, you can even move it l'tzarach makomo. In could only be used for its use. It couldn't be used if you need a spot. In only with one hand, not with two hands. Even then, we said then the Amrishta comes along and says anything can be moved. That means even with two hands. And it turns out that at the end of the day, Abaya doesn't hold of klisha malachto leiser l'tzarach makomo. There's no heta for that. We don't hold like that. Amalei Rava. Wait a minute. Michti. Hitiru katani. Mali gufo. Mali tzarach gufo. Mali tzarach makomo. What's the difference between tzarach gufo and tzarach makomo? Now, I could say a big difference. But who says Rava? What's the difference? There's no difference. Therefore, chazruvi el amar Rava. Hitiru davar shemalachto leheter bein legufo bein tzarach gufo bein tzarach makomo. The first heter was, if it's a klisha called a heter, you can move it for any reason. V'chazru, except for one thing, which is if you don't want it to get ruined. Then v'chazru v'itiru micham l'tail. You don't want it to get ruined. You have some becher out in the backyard, and it's raining and it's snowing, and you gotta bring it in. I have no purpose to bring it in at all. Says Rav, it makes no difference. That you can bring in. Chazaviti Rodava Shamalach Del Isol Tarach Kufal Ulu Tarach Makomo. In. Michama Matzeh Lo. But if it's a Kli Shamalach Del Isol, you can't move it to save it. That you can't move. The hammer's outside getting ruined. I don't need the space. I don't need... That you can't move. You don't have to. Vadayin. But still, ba'adam echad in, b'shnei adam lo, aj amru kol kel dal mashaz afil b'shnei b'nei adam, even two people can move it. One more minute. Eisvi abaya, wait a minute. Meducha, we had this before. Meducha, im yesh bas shum, metaltel l'asa. V'im lav, ein metaltel l'asa. Right? According to you, Rava, why is it aser? Why is meducha aser? Right? Now we gave an answer before. What did we give? This question came up already. Look at the Tosfos. The Tosfos eighth day. Bishlam alididi. According to me, this is not a kasha. Mukmin l'tzarich mukomo. You can't move l'tzarich mukomo. For who I did, right? You can't move l'tzarich mukomo. But according to you, Rafa, why can't you move l'tzarich mukomo? I want to sit here. I'll move this thing over there. According to me, that makes sense. There's no hetzer for l'tzarich mukomo. But according to you, Rafa, what's going on? Now listen to this. What Tosfos says. Vahani mili. Vahani. What? We could give the same answer we gave before. That what? Now this price is of Nechemia. No one holds like him. Listen to this. Abaya knew that Rabbi gave that answer already. Ella parech l'Rava ula yom atiratacher. Maybe Rava will come up with something else. You hear that? Maybe Rava will have a different thing to say to me. Let me ask him. I know the answer already. Maybe Rava will come up with something different. V'Rava lo boy l'shnuker of Nechemia. He don't want to give that answer. Why? Nobody holds like that. Nobody holds like Nechemia. What kind of answer is that? No one holds like that. For Rabbah, the Mashiach like Nechemia, why did Rabbah say that? Mishum demashmalei ematalton osam bishum inyan. Because it cannot be moved at all. That's why Rabbah gave that answer. Back to the Gemara. No, what's that? Why can't I move the Meducha? Because it's to save it. That's no heter for. Eisvei, Bishavah, they both agree. This is a Hillel and a Hillel and Shammai both agree that Sheim Katzav, if you already used the pestle, Allah Basar, Shasal Taltalo. Once you used it for some purpose, now you can't move it anymore. Why not, according to Rava? Why can't you move it? Hachanami, Michamal Atzel. Same answer, Michamal Atzel. Okay, one more line. Amar Rav Chanina, B'mei Nechemia ben Chilkia, Mishnah Zu. This was all done during Nechemia's time. The Chsiv, like it says, B'yamim Mahema, Ra'isi B'Yehuda, Darchim Gitos B'Shabbos, terrible violations of Shabbos, U'mevi'in Ha'arimos. Terrible violations of Shabbos. Nechemia felt the only way to combat this violation of Shabbos was to make it more strict. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up from that one dot over there tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.